Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
Wet, wet Wednesday starts to get sexy right about now. Angelica Villa, this is All I Do Is For You. Monsters Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesday, sexy conversation with the roar. And we're about to go in, no buns intended, right now. Let's get it. Angelica Villa, DJ Monster. Wet, wet Wednesday. When you're looking for us, you can find more about us in the show at MindStarsRadio.com. I'm DJ Imanza. I got Miss Unbelievable with me. We're going to go over and say what's up to her. You know what I mean? We got to take care of the ladies. And it's almost like a ladies' night. Not fully, not officially, but almost. Wet, wet Wednesday. What's good, Miss Unbelievable? How you feeling? Hello.
Hi. Hey, hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I said, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Apparently, you feeling pretty sexy over there. I'm just saying, looking like a big ray of sunshine.
Yes. Yes. All day. Yes. Today, in my Ice Cube voice, was a good day.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So, all right, you know how we doing around here. Tonight's show's been brought to you by Solomon Speaks, book author, Miss Unbelievable, Elite Sway Management, Picasso Painting, and Monster US Apparel. So don't forget to support those. And when you support those, you support the show. Outside of that, let's see. I know we got sexy conversation. We got all kinds of things going on. You got some things that we're going to talk about tonight?
Yes, I do. So one thing, it was a video that was shared, and it's Woman Explains How to Keep a Man. The other one is, have you ever been deceived by someone? More importantly, someone that you loved. What happened? You accept that deception and move on, or are you still stuck? And have you ever turned someone down, even though it seemed they would be a good catch because they resembled your ex?
That's what we talking about. That's what we on. Okay, that's what we going to do, ladies and gentlemen. All right, don't forget, you can join our conversation, 563-999-3411. I'm just controlling the ones and twos. The ladies control the conversation around here. Hopefully we'll get Jazzy B in here with us here in a little bit. And, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and keep getting sexy. Matter of fact, here's something. I don't even know the words, Miss Unbelievable, but this song is sexy as hell. It's by Angeles.
Okay.
Angeles. We're going to call him Angel. And Yo Mill and L. Danny. It's called Me Mata Two or More. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. I should have been playing this in Cancun, but I'm just saying, I like this.
We have, y'all.
Vamos a recordarlo como la primera vez. Tócame.
Vamos
a sentir la sensación que sentimos aquella vez. Aquella vez. Baby, no sé lo que me pasa. Que todos los días, mami, yo sueño contigo. Todo lo que hago, baby, es contigo. Que no sé si es tu boca o tu cuerpo el que me aloca. Ya como tú no existe otra.
Y es que me mata tu amor. Me mata, baby, lo fácil que me atrapa. Es algo que no puedo aguantar. Tan fácil que
dice,
no puedo controlar.
Si se trata de amor, entonces nos vemos un rato. Si no la tengo, creo que me trae contrato. Trat de mirar su retrato. Si trat de pasar un buen rato. Sé yo el cariño crees, aunque no la tenga vez. Dime qué te parece. Voy a tratarla como merece.
Me falta tanta que la vez en mi suerte. Cuando me caigo usted me levanta.
No te cuesta tanta. Cómo te reconoce que la quiere usted en vez de una cuanta.
Usted me encanta. Usted. Si soy dueña de mi vida. Si soy dueña de mi vida.
Y es que me mata tu amor. Pierdo el control. Es que me mata tu amor. Oh, oh, baby. ¿Qué me pasa contigo? Más que no tuve amor.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man, that's sexy as hell to me. I don't know. He could be saying, bitch, I'm going to stomp on your pinky toe. I wouldn't know, but it sounds sexy as a motherfucker. We're going to come back right after this right here. This right here is some Belle Biv DeVoe. It's called Incredible on a wet, wet, wet Wednesday. These are panty snatchers. Yeah. My God, wait.
That a man could ever ask for. Yeah. Baby, you got style, you got class. Girl, you make it look so easy. Oh, oh. God, every woman wanted to be like ya. Fresh as death every night, girl.
Sexy conversation, sexy music. We don't do panty droppers. We do snatchers around here. Get it? So we bring it back. It's unbelievable. She got some conversation for us to talk about. And what we going to be on first?
I know, but can I ask you a question before we get started?
What I'm going to say, no.
Well,
sure, what you got?
You could. I mean, you can. I got a, you know, this is a question that popped up on my timeline. Why do men kneel while proposing?
Why do men kneel while proposing?
Yeah. Why do they get on one knee? Why don't they stand? Why do they, you know?
I got ideas. I don't know. I ain't never been married, so I don't know. I asked somebody to marry me one time, but I didn't get on my damn knee. But I didn't come up with some ideas. But we gonna leave this and let it marinate a little bit. See, some people see why you might have kneeled if you're a gentleman and you kneel. Nowadays, you might have been a lady. But why you kneel, or if you know the definition or the reason behind it, 563-999-3411. When you press it, you don't have to sound like Jesse Jackson, but still call the number. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. I have not been married, so I really don't know that much about the married lifestyle. I mean, what is the whole significance of people getting married in the first place? We're going to take that one a little bit further after we figure out why people kneel. Why the hell do y'all get married in the first place? I'm just saying. Damn good question, ain't it? Some of y'all are like, now that I think about it, yeah, why do you do it? So I guess we're going to talk about it. So, yeah. I don't know, what we supposed to jab at it right away, or are we going to talk about something else first?
We'll come back to that. We'll let that one simmer. Okay. How about that? So, have you ever been deceived by someone? More importantly, someone that you loved? What happened? You accept the deception and move on, or are you still stuck?
Okay. I guess I'll let you give us, let us know how you came up with this question and your response.
This is a Jazzy B question. She came up with this one. I do have, and it was posted last week, I do have some hits from the internet, some comments. Far as me, yes, I have been deceived by someone. And yes, it was someone that I loved. And yes, I accepted it because I stayed. And I stayed for whatever reason. And I guess the deception wasn't, I made an excuse for the deception. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to believe that this deception or that someone has deceived you and it's happened to you, especially when you, you know, consider yourself, you know, someone who shouldn't get played or someone who that shouldn't happen to. And so I made excuses for it. And because we live so separately, I didn't care. That's probably why I stayed and accepted it, because I didn't care. It takes me a lot to care when someone does something to me, because half the time I'd be like, I don't care. I always seem like it's going to happen eventually or whatever. You know, no one's perfect, so there's a situation that's always going to arise. Nothing is perfect. Nothing's going to stay perfect. So when it happens, it is what it is. Now, how I dealt with it, I was mean as fuck, you know. And I stayed mean. And I used it against them. And I think I made it worse because I didn't let it go. And I always would throw it up in your face, you know. But then that don't make it better either. So once I became unstuck and said, you know what, I'm going to just let it go, and I'm going to let you go. Yeah, we became the best good friends. Not the best of friends, but, you know, cordial.
Okay. I guess my first question would have to be, I mean, what do you mean by deception? I mean, because sometimes I think people see deception as, you know, I mean, because somebody didn't do something that they didn't want, that they wanted somebody to do and they didn't do it. I see that as just them just being them. And sometimes people just be in their own selfish feelings. But deception to me is like, you know, meeting a lady at the bar, come home and she whip a dick out. That's deception to me. So, you know what I mean? I guess first we got to break down what is deception. You know what I mean? Like a deception would be like a married man trying to convince another woman that she's the one. He ain't leaving his wife. So on and so forth. That's deception. You dig? So I guess, number one, I have to break down what is deception. Have I been deceived like that? I don't know. I mean, just pulling it out of the air, like, you know, just a question on Wet, Wet Wednesday. Honestly, I can't say I have.
What?
You dig? I can't say that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit,
for
like,
me,
you know, I'm not going to say at times I have not deceived anybody, meaning may have said, like, you know, like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, yeah, I love you, just trying to get the booty or some shit like that or some other shit like that. But, you know what I mean? But outside of that, no, I can't really see it that much. But I think you were about to say something else. Go ahead.
Well, for me, that person, you know, hid some truth from me. You know what I'm saying? Presented themselves in a way that wasn't that way. And so the deception for me was, you presented yourself as this person, and you misled me to believe that by some of your actions, but truly that's not who you were. And you promoted that belief every time we were together or every time you said something, and it just wasn't true. And the personal gain that you gained from it was to take advantage of me. And it became a distraction, and you camouflaged it by saying I love you, or it was camouflaged by, you know, thinking that you gave me stuff and this is enough, and you really didn't have my best interests at mind or at heart at all. You just didn't want to be by yourself. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And disclaimer, we are not talking about the same story. I'm always talking about, I myself, I loved you, and then lying, and then you come on, oh, you lied to me, said that you love me. No. These stories separated. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like I said, I can see people doing deceit that way. But I'd like to hear some more testimonies. I know a lot of people listen to the archives now. And we don't have as many live people because, you know, people are really busy now. Our actual airtime has changed from our original time. But we want to know how you people feel about this. Don't forget, you can comment on the Monstars radio page on Facebook. You can leave comments there, or you can leave them right here on Blog Talk inside. If you listen to the archive, the link that you're on, it has a chat and comments at the bottom. You can leave comments and chat in your chat comments there.
I have someone who commented, and their answer was, yes, someone I love very much, still trying to recover, it hurts. Deception is like a poison, and when it comes around you, suffocate and cry in doubt and seek understanding. They have no idea or answer on how to heal.
Right. Well, I also think, like, too, like, a lot of things in life that we deal with, we're prepared for. You did. We've been through it. We've experienced it. We've been taught. We've been told. We've been schooled on it by OGs, our parents, whatever, whatever. And there are just some things we have not really been taught about. Some things we just have to experience, or we've been misguided. And one of the things is relationships and love. One of the two most underrated things that we teach our children today is about love and how to deal with the pain of it. Like when somebody don't like you no more, somebody don't want you no more, what do you do? When someone deceives you, nobody taught you that. Nobody taught you that, how to act when somebody plays you, as we call it today, they played you, or so on and so forth. We not taught that. So naturally, we really don't know how to react to it, because it's our first. Sometimes our first. Some of y'all, it's y'all ninth. But usually it's our first experience at it. You get it?
And,
I mean, you
and,
understand what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, and usually when that deception or betrayal, or however you want to put it, because it's all in the same, like, pool, you put up roadblocks for the next person. You know what I'm saying? Because now you're looking, sometimes, not all the time, now, because sometimes you don't, people don't, we wasn't taught once you get our relationship to heal, you know, find yourself, you know, release that. Shoot, we was taught, you know, they lost the next person's game. And so you just, boom, you bounce into another relationship. And we never was taught, I mean, I wasn't taught, that it's baggage that you bringing in, and the baggage that you bringing in can help the, hurt the next man, because you're looking for the shoe to drop, and you never was taught how to deal with the shoe, you know, that hit you in the head and kept on walking, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, how do we know what true answers are when you never was taught them, or you never learned, you know, the answers? And sometimes, like you said, you had to end up figuring out yourself. And each way, you know, a person deal with the situation ain't the same. Like how you deal with deception or how you deal with pain may not be the same way I deal with it. You may cry and say, fuck it, and be good. And I may cry, hold on to it for days and days and months and years, and till I say, you know, let me let it go, or I forgive or something. You know what I mean? So.
Or like Ellie Mae say, how she said in Boot Up, I ain't going to feel like this until somebody else make me feel the way that you do. If you're not paying attention to what the hell she had said, that's what threw me in the loop about the whole damn song. And I said this a long time ago when I first started spinning it, like, what the fuck she say? Did she just say, I'll be good when I find somebody else to make me feel the way that you do? Skirt! Can you hear the unhealthiness in that right there, in that comment?
Right.
And, like, another thing, like, okay, when did it become part of the loop that we had to be in a relationship, that we have to be in love with somebody? Where is
for
it
deception
written
to happen?
No, just period. Just period. Who said you had to be in a relationship, period? Who said you had to run off and find you a mate, period? Who said you had to always have somebody laying in your bed? When did that become part of the loop? You get what I'm saying? Like, when did it become part of our just everyday thing that we had that, like, it's like you got to have a car, you got to have a house, you got to have a man or a woman. You get what I'm saying? Like, you don't really have to have a car. You really don't have to be a homeowner.
Oh, when did it become that to make you feel like you're successful and you've made it? Or, like, this is
exactly
what completes
exactly
you?
Exactly.
Why? What?
Who told us?
Why
that?
Can't you just be?
You just be
who you are.
You.
And be acceptable. And say, if I don't have, if I rent, that I'm renting because I choose not to be a homeowner. Why is homeownership saying I've made it?
I may want to be a traveler.
Right.
It'd be dumb for me to buy a house if I'm a traveler.
Yeah. Right. And I guess it's because, you know, growing up and in, you know, the religious sector, it says, you know, in the Bible, man should not live, you know, alone, and God created man and woman to be together. Or, you know, that they, you know, a man should, you know, have his wife. But I think what happens is we get that so twisted. You know what I'm saying? Because we forgot that it says God finds you, your mate, and he will tell you, and that's a good thing. Not 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 25 people. You know what I'm saying? I think we get it twisted on what makes that mate for you, and why you are like that. Love is what makes it all stick together. And we forget that love has no conditions on it, but we put conditions on it all the time. And I was, like I was saying, on, you know, when I was talking before, we put, like, if you don't love me, then I can't be with you. If you don't love me, then, and if you don't show me, and if you don't give me this, you don't love me. Like, what made that, how to define how someone treats you and how someone loves you and how that makes it right? It doesn't. So we get hurt, and by things that we hold as true for us, and I guess that brings back to your question: what's deceitful for you? What's deception? It's what you believe as your belief that you hurt me, and you went against my belief. Doesn't mean that that person believes it. That person may not even think that you deceived them or not. That may be what they believe.
Right.
You know, so it's almost like, what do you, like, what is your system and how do you work? And that is how you will be able to work with others around you. You may agree to disagree. What is your intent? What is your impact? What is your loyalty? You know, what is all that works for you? Like, how does that define who you are? And if any of those is mixed up by you trying to please somebody else or you not knowing yourself, everything that someone does to you is going to hit you hard, because it's going to be like a betrayal, a deceit, a hurt, because you haven't dealt with whatever situations you got going on. That's why so many people are miserable.
Right.
And you know,
All right.
Like, literally, you know who you mess with. So that takes us to the next question. When you we go spin, but that takes us to the next question. Have you ever turned someone down, even though it seemed they would be a good catch, because they resemble your ex? Question number two.
Question number two. You got to sound like politics around here. Love politics. I'm going to switch it up. We've been doing something sexy, Ryan. I'm going to put it. Next question going to be on your belly or your back. That's going to be the next question. Wet, wet Wednesday. Sex Talk Radio. We're going to crank back to what she got. But for now, this is Kissy Lee. It's called Close the Door. Wet, wet Wednesday. Sexy conversation.
somebody takes me from you. I'm trying to be good for you. Looking like you're all I need.
monstarsradio.com. That's right, M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z radio.com. So we're going to bring it back with our conversation with Miss Unbelievable. So, all right, where we at with it now with this with the MRL conversation?
You said on the stomach or on the back. So how you like it? How you like it?
Stomach
or the back?
What you said you don't talk about?
Are we not talking about that?
No, I was just fucking around. So what are we on?
My bad. Okay. Have you ever turned someone down, even though it seemed they would be a good catch because they resembled your ex?
Turn them down. Even so, you must already know this person. You've already been with this person.
Have you ever? I'll read it again. Have you ever turned someone down, even though it seemed they would be a good catch because they resembled your ex? So I guess just by maybe a look or a conversation or.
Okay. Because you said it seems like they may be a good catch, which means you obviously you must be knowing this person, or I don't know, maybe like you just met them, like and having a conversation with them, you know what I mean? So on and so forth, like, you know, just not like at a, it doesn't have to be at a bar. It can just be like, you know, a couple friends are out and you meet somebody and be like, oh, damn, they remind me of such and such. But then you get to talk to them, oh, damn, they kind of cool, they ain't that nice, such and such. I'm assuming that's kind of what the play is here. Kind of visualize.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. If that helps you answer the question, sure.
Right.
Or could it just be like you see someone that resembles your ex? And, you know, the vibe may be cool. You may look at them, but then you'd be like, nah, I'm good. She looks too much like my ex-girlfriend or my ex-guy. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or you could talk to them for a second, and their vibe may be similar to your ex, and you'd be like, nah, I'm good. Or, you know, you could talk to them for a minute, and everything about them reminds you of your ex. And you just be like, no. Do you let him go? Or have you let him go?
Okay. I know all y'all be thinking I'm like this classy dude and all this other stuff. Anybody know me can tell me about it. Okay. Here's the motherfucker. This is talk radio, right? Right? Now, I have to be honest. I listen to some talk radios, and they all talk like this right here. When they talk really slow, and they talk really deep. And they try to sound like they're really, really intelligent on the things that they speak upon. But this is not that motherfucking show. Hell to the naw. I just want to say first, before I say this, disclaimer, all the comments are those of the people speaking and don't have a damn thing necessarily to do with Monstars Radio of their personal views and opinions of this network. So, before I get into how I'm going to get into this, this is talk radio and conversation is what makes it go. Sometimes the wow factor is what makes the conversation. So get ready to wow, because I'm about to give you some factors that I probably shouldn't be telling people. All right, check it out. Here you go. All right, look, I'll be honest. There was this one chick I met before, and I'll be honest, she reminded me of my kid's mom, right? I'll be honest, but she was a fine version of my kids. I'm not saying my kid's mom ain't fine. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I got kids by. She's very attractive. Well, back when I met her, she was very attractive. But this other lady, oh, my goodness, they got the same fucking first name even. I was like, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yes, she was the better version. Like, she had the hips. She had it, everything. Went out on a date with her. She was the bomb. The bomb diggity. Everything and a little bit more. So much, like you said, reminded me of somebody else. I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave you alone. You know, I'm just going to stop in my tracks right here. Right here. Okay? That's not where the shit starts, though. Okay? The shit starts was I met somebody else after that that reminded me of her. The girl that reminded me of my kid's mama. You dig? Now, I slayed the shit out of that one. I probably should have left alone, but you get what I'm saying. See the fuckery that went on there? One person reminded me of another person. I didn't fuck with them because they looked so much like the other person. I didn't want to get that close to it. So then I fucked around with somebody else that reminded me of the other person that reminded me of the other person, and that person just totally fucked me over. You dig? I probably should have stayed with the first one in the first place, but I didn't because I went through the bullshit and the slander that goes with the second one. See what I'm saying? I'm just caught in my own bullshit right now because, oh, my goodness. Yes, so that's how it went down. Yes, so there's times when you meet somebody and you be like, you know what? Yeah, you cute as hell. One, I wanted to be like, ooh, I'll slay that. Like, I should have slayed the other one. But, nope, I didn't. I tried to be right. The second one, I don't know. I was a dog off the yard, out the chain. I was some bullshit, and I got.
Me. Well, what had happened was, if you anyone, I'm telling you now, this was probably wrong as hell, but it is what it is.
Story, but go ahead. But go ahead. I was going with my story. But go ahead before you jump in there. But go ahead. What was yours again?
I'm sorry. I thought there was a pause. Was you done? I'm sorry, because if you're not, go ahead.
Right now. Come on. Don't get quiet now.
My bad. I thought you was done.
What happened to you?
I swore I had a pause. If you reminded me of my ex-husband. Huh? Mm-hmm. There wasn't? Dang, my bad. I just broke up with you. If you reminded me of my ex-husband, yeah, I was done. Yep, that's it. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
That's my story. Bye!
So you're saying if they reminded you of your ex-husband and you broke up with them. So if that person reminded you of him, shouldn't it, in the beginning?
Yeah, any little thing. Any little thing. If it was like, a characteristic, if it was
the same kind of cereal?
Was a cereal. I may got that ain't no one one or two of them. Yeah, I was really bad. Like, if you reminded me of any factor, like your car, like if you play basketball and you liked it over me too much, yeah, I was done. If you done something that just like was something like a characteristic of somewhat of like, yeah, I was done. Yeah, I and they'd be like, what happened? Well, you reminded me of my ex-husband, so I couldn't mess with you no more. Sometimes I didn't even give them the satisfaction of a dollar telling them why they wasn't there no more. They just wasn't there no more, and my block and delete game was woo, like man. So yes, any small thing.
So
like,
if they both like
you
the
could
Vikings,
wear your socks
you just
wrong.
Gotta go?
Huh?
So if they both like the Vikings, and then he gotta go.
Well, it all depends. See, it all depends. If you, something like that.
Maybe I was a little confused on the remind you part, because it sounded like you saying if they do the same shit that my ex do, then you got to go. Like when I thought, like remind you meant like to me. I guess you know, like you said, everybody's different. You know what I mean? Remind you, like you know, y'all looked alike. Like
that,
you know, that
yeah.
type of things remind me of, you know what I mean?
Dressed alike.
That type. But John, are you saying if they do anything similar, they both like Star
yeah.
Wars too? Nope, you gotta go. He likes Star Wars too. Nope, he liked the robot or whatever.
Yeah. Mm. If I was feeling like a little petty, yeah, that too. Yeah. Man, telling you. Because I wasn't healed. So, any little petty thing like that, oh, you wear, that's how he wore his socks, or oh, that's how he rapped, or oh, that's how he liked basketball, oh, that's how he talked. Yeah, you didn't have a song and a prayer with me. Mm-mm. None.
Okay. And on that note, we're going to go to a song. We talked about it. Let's play it, Ellie Mae. Boot up. It's not awkward. It's awkward. Why? I don't know.
Yeah. So deep in my feelings. Notice they really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Feeling like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I
Wednesday. Food up. I don't care what nobody say. I think that song probably originally went, "You Make My Heart Beat." But "You Make My Heart Beat." But I don't care what nobody say. I bet you that's how the original went, and they just perfected it and came out with "Boot Up." I'm just saying, man. It just sounds so perfect to me. To me, if I remix it, that's what I'll be saying. My heart beat. But my bad. Anyway, all right, we back on Wet Wet Wednesday. So, okay, what are we talking about again? What are we on?
Are we moving on, or are we still at the same spot?
We can move on.
Okay, well, let's get back to why do men kneel while proposing?
Why do men kneel while proposing? Man, I was hoping somebody would call in and give us some insight on this. Like I said, I ain't married. I ain't been married. I proposed, but I ain't got on my goddamn knee. But it was still romantic, but I didn't get on my knee. You know what? Yeah. Yep. I had to rethink. Did they propose to me? Let's see. I mean, do you know why?
Did they propose to you?
No. Why men kneel when they propose to women? I know why they propose to me, but I'm just saying, do you know why men kneel when they propose to women? I guess before you answer that, because you probably have the answer misinformation over there. I'm going to take a guess at it, and then I guess you can just at the end correct me if I'm wrong or not.
Okay.
So
right.
I want to say I think men kneel on the knee when they propose to women. Not only is it romantic to show a woman, but he's like showing her, he's submitting to giving his life to her. And that's where the romance part comes to the woman, because you're saying, okay, you're committing to me. He's saying, like, you know, I'm not going to say on the sense of, but in the same vibration of how you kneel to God. You know what I mean? You're kneeling,
yes.
Saying, you know, I praise you. You are my queen, so on and so forth. So that's what I would think that the kneeling would be. You know what I mean? If I kneeled for a woman to ask her to marry, that's the essence it would be for me. I don't know what the true essence of it is, but that's what it would mean to me. Now, we're going to go ahead and ask you, or if you have comments, you know, what is the actual meaning behind it?
Okay, so... yeah, I don't have, that was a beautiful answer. Like, I 100% agree with your answer. Like, your answer tops any answer that I've heard, right? So, your answer is probably right. But my answer, okay, now just remember, I am saying this for Wet Wednesday, okay? And I believe this, okay? So my answer is they're talking to my pussy to say, yes, I'm willing to have you every night, just you, only you, not no one else, just you. I'm not going to cheat on you. We're going to take care of you. Yes, you, that pussy right there belongs to me and me only. Do you agree?
Oh my goodness. Oh my. Oh, I think what you said was so romantic. Oh my. Oh my God. I never thought of that way. It's like, here, I'm going to mesmerize you with this ring. Here, you look at this right quick while I talk to your pussy.
Right.
Excuse me, miss. And that's Miss Janet, if you're nasty. Can I have a conversation with you? Hold this ring. This is going to memorize you for a minute. Just look at the ring. Look at the bling. I got a conversation going. Okay. Ooh-wee. Yeah, look, sorry, y'all. I'm having visuals over here. Just actually doing that. Just doing it. Just doing it. Just boom. Just excuse me. I'm here to make a commitment to you.
I'm here to make a commitment.
And let's end this with a kiss. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Uppercase, lowercase. 1, 2, 3. I never heard that before. Okay. Wow. All right. Okay. And like this, when women propose, are they supposed to kneel?
You know, I don't agree with women proposing. So I mean, yeah. And if you do, you're not talking to the man. You're talking to the dick. Listen, dick, you belong to me. I can suck it. I can fuck it. I can do whatever I want to at any time. Thank you for choosing me. And this pussy will agree with you every time you want to use it. All right? Are we in agreement, dick? Yes. Just say yes. Just wiggle, wiggle, shake a shake. You agree? Absolutely. Thank you very much. We'll continue this commitment for the rest of our lives. I belong to you. You belong to me. What?
Wow. Okay. Then you know what? It's the new proposal should be you propose to me, get on one knee, and then I should be 69 proposals.
We should do it together. Let's do it together.
Yeah,
one, two, three, go.
That's right.
That's the new proposal.
That's right. Y'all going to look like some gymnasts or some people parachuting. You on a training parachute proposing. That's how y'all going to have to look nowadays. I'm just saying. Y'all going to look like that fashion show when the people be wearing people on their chest. Oh, I'm trying to propose. Look, let's just stop. The show's over. Let's just go ahead and get up out of here. Let's pull out while we can.
Pull out.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
There are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. Tune in. We also got Friday Night Live. We got a lot of things coming up for y'all for the week. So all right. Any last words before we get up out of here?
So let me speak www.solemnespeaks.com and yes, will you marry me? How about that?
There it is. All right, don't forget about MonstarsRadio.com. You can go over there, find more about the show, other things we got going on, and you can find more about me at emonster.com. You can find my mixes and my personal music. Get it? All right, hopefully you tune in tomorrow where we try to help you prevent from getting 30 days to help y'all woo-saw. The therapist will be in the house.
Night-night. Mwah.